Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go. Kinda. Sort of. It's Fleet Week, everybody, everywhere. Just slap me silly. The Sailors are in town. Up, down, all around. And the Marine Corps Semper Fi this. This would be the ukulele version, by the way.
Nice.
Jake Shema Bakuro, I think is how you say that. Bakuro. Let me roll it. Bakuro. Thank you very much, Jake. All right, puff, puff, pass out. Thank you. And enough. All right, let's say good evening to our, is he our chocolate mountain of love?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how fun.
Chocolate mountain of joy.
Ngayo, Bilam.
Ngayo.
Ngayo. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I said,
like one rooster.
Hey, I have to tell you, so I said puff, puff, pass, pass out. And sure enough, Mary Liss at the top of the hour from the KGO newsroom was talking about, you know, they're already trying to reconfigure medical marijuana here in the state of California. I was thinking, what the hell are they thinking? Because next year it'll be legal when they put it, you know, Lieutenant Governor Newsom wants to put it on the ballot, and it'll be legalized. So why are they even bothering?
Well, you know, full-on legalization in 2016 is not guaranteed yet. There's still no real clear initiative. There's no one's really thrown any money behind anything. No one's got anything. There's a couple of people that filed. I think Reform California filed, and CCHI has probably filed. But no one's got any money yet.
So, well, but do you think they have to out here?
It makes sense to have some regulations for the medical marijuana here. And, you know, they're not bad. They're not, you know, the marijuana activists didn't get everything they wanted, of course. But as regulations go, it's better than Washington's. So.
Yeah, what is Washington like? Because I've not been to D.C. since it's been legalized, and you're right. I have to tell you.
I'm talking about Washington State, but I don't know.
Washington State. Well, D.C.
Yet.
No, D.C. it's legal, too. Maybe that's, you know, what's not going on with Republicans.
They're not allowed to have stores yet.
Oh,
they can't have stores because it's too federal. But you can smoke and grow pretty much all the marijuana you want.
Well, speaking of the Great Northwest, Oregon pot stores have sold more than $11 million today's the end of the week, so $11 million and counting as of last night at midnight, and Monday was the first day that it was legal for recreational use. So look at that, $11 million, and I'm sure it'll probably hit 15 by the end of the weekend.
At least, and I think we should be paying attention to how Oregon's doing it. Oregon's doing it very well, very nicely. They grow the second best weed in the country. And if we don't pay attention, they're going to start beating the pants off of us.
Right, right. And you're right about this, because let's get down to the brass tacks on this. The existing medical marijuana infrastructure is very strong in Oregon. By the way, much stronger than here in California. They have more than 250 medical marijuana dispensaries up and running, and that have immediately started selling recreational pot as of this past Monday. And by contrast, Colorado only had 24 stores on day one. Washington had just four a year later. Yeah. You know, so still many less than Oregon. And as you mentioned, Oregon, they can grow it naturally. Yeah.
Oh, man, they grow such good weed up there. The Rogue River Valley is smashing it right now. And I think what Oregon did is kind of a variation on what Steve D'Angelo, who owns and runs Harborside and a couple other spots, suggested a few years ago. He called it flipping the switch, right? So you just get all the rules in place, and all the spots that are already there get the switch from medical to recreational or both, and bada boom, bada bing. No muss, no fuss, no jockeying, no crazy lottery things, no hurt feelings, and the cats who are there already, get to be involved, which is how it should be, right?
Okay.
That's one of the problems we have with a lot of these regulations is it kicks the guys who work so hard to get it legal, it kicks them right out of business, you know, so that all these guys with suits and money and no love for marijuana can come and create soulless weed.
And Gaio is our guest, 808-0810. What do you think about the legalization of marijuana here in the state of California? I know it's not a new thing, but you can weigh in as we're having this conversation because it is in play. And the big story of the week when it comes to pot is what's going on in the state of Oregon. So Oregon, a small state, when you compare what's going on here in California, and they sold $11 million of marijuana in just the first 4 days. So I think in California, you could probably put another one behind that. So, you know, I don't know. I would say within the first couple of weeks, definitely within a month. So, I mean, should it be legalized? And I think the people have strong opinions. I have to tell you, I think, and one of the things in Gaio that people are talking about, and some quotes here from Oregon Today, they're telling me that customers are lining up in many cases 50 to 65 years old who haven't purchased pot in decades. They're just happy to have the opportunity to do so legally. So that demo, you people who are listening right now in that demo, 50 to 65, what are your thoughts on marijuana? Because they're just flocking to these stores in Oregon.
Marijuana is great for old people. It's good for the aches and pains. It helps you sleep. It gives you the munchies sometimes. You kind of giggle. You feel pretty good about things. And I got to say, old stoners are way cuter than old drunks.
Right on. Yeah, it's a big, and he's right about the medicinal thing. You know, they say it's anti-inflammatory. So, you know, 808-0810. But I have to say, honestly, for those who haven't, and I've been direct exposed to the medical marijuana. It's mind-blowing if you go back and you haven't smoked it for decades to what it is today. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest eye-openers for a lot of people here, even in California, who have not been exposed to what it is. I mean, good God. I have a buddy who's a hemophiliac. He just uncaps his container, and the whole house, his whole house would reek.
Hmm. Right. Yeah. So delicious.
Right.
So delicious. It's like tangerines or perhaps a purple skunk.
There's a skunk loose in the house.
That's true. I mean,
I just...
With beer, there's alcohol percentages.
Here's the thing about that, though, right? If the marijuana is stronger, that just means you don't have to roll a fat bomb, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can have one or two hits and be good, right? So ultimately, you're saving money and marijuana and wear and tear on your lungs and throat. So when you say things like, oh, this marijuana is so strong these days, it just means you get to smoke less of it and enjoy it more, which should be the goal for many bison.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. I just think that, you know, one of the negative things is the strength of it. I think that's a legitimate concern. By the way, I'm totally pro. I'm all about it.
Concern? You're not going to die.
Oh, well,
you
know. It's
so weird for an hour.
I just think that at the beginning, I guess the great experiment's been going on since it's been legalized in, all of these other places.
Drex, I don't know. I'm not sure how long you've been here, but everybody who wants to smoke weed in California already smokes weed. So I don't think there's going to be too many people who are surprised.
And
guys flying in from Iowa or something might get caught by surprise once or twice. But then they just have a story to take home. It's not a big deal. And
well,
I think Marino Down learned her lesson. So I think everybody will be all right.
Right on. I'm certainly no pot virgin. That's for damn sure. And I have to tell you. But that's the one thing is how strong it is. I think that it's an eye-opener. It just is.
Or an eye-closer.
Eye-closer. Yeah, right. Right on.
It's a party killer. You show up with those party killer bombers and knock all the rookies out.
And, you know, and I was checked into what time it is when I was I just recently had surgery. So I was waiting for my meds coming. And I was sitting in the Walgreens drive-thru. And there's some dude who's sitting at the, at the drive-thru. He's at the window. At the drive-through window, and he's just blazing and blowing. He's blowing, puff, puff. I mean, just blowing the smoke right out the window. I'm thinking, dude, how bizarre. You know, and I guess no one cares.
They just published a study out of, I'm going to say it was out of Iowa. Iowa's got some sort of National Institute on Driving at some university, I believe it was. And it shows that stone drivers aren't really that impaired.
All right, let's take some phone calls. 808-0810. I suppose they're not, but you're not supposed to be smoking and driving.
People don't do it.
Well, and especially, I just thought it was odd. I thought, well, Drex, you know you're in California when you're sitting through the drive-thru at the drugstore and there's somebody blazing at the window while they're giving the dude his prescription.
You know, listen, West Coast.
Right. That's the California fun shine that I'm talking about. Let's go to
that's pretty much it.
Russ in Pleasanton. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yeah, hi. I just have one comment and one question.
Go ahead.
I used to smoke tons of pot back in the 60s, 70s, and then I stopped, and I didn't smoke for years and years and years, and I just started smoking occasionally just recently. And about driving, I tend to find myself being more cautious when I have smoked, you know. I find myself being more aware of what's around me. I don't know.
It's the whole paranoia thing, right?
It's not, and it's not like you're, you know, I would never get behind a wheel drunk. I've done that too, and that's very, very dangerous, I think. But I just wanted to give that comment. But my other question to you was, you said that Oregon had the second best weed in the country. What's the first best?
That's
California,
a great question.
Baby, represent.
Right on, Humboldt County.
Life.
Come on, Mendocino County, Humboldt.
Right on.
It's like Humboldt. Softball question.
Diamond Triangle up there. Thank you very much, Russ.
Emerald Triangle. Diamond Triangle. Man, you would be high with the Diamond Triangle.
That goes back to my rock days at KSJO in 1984, man. I mean, I remember on 17. That stuff would stick to the wall that they would bring in there. Dennis Erectus.
You say Dennis Erectus?
Dennis Erectus. God love him. I'm not saying it was him.
You take me back to M. Dung and Dennis Erectus. Yeah.
I'm not implicating him. I'm just saying, yes. Anyway.
You're dating yourself. Yeah. I only heard stories about those guys.
Oh, my God. Legend. For sure. All right. We've got to take a break, and we'll be back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, because I know you travel all the time, we're going to discuss Prop F and more on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Good evening. And we are chatting with our chocolate mountain of love, Ngayo Bilom. And thank you very much.
Tell them about the joy.
Oh, and that too.
It was a misprint on my part. I take full responsibility.
Talking about love is a common misconception. And it is also true, but it sounds much more randy than Chocolate Mountain of Joy, which sounds professional.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Hey, you know what? I mean, all the way from Drexico to all the way to Canada, so goes KGO's airwaves. And so we have Mysterious from Southern Oregon waiting to talk to us.
Oh, hey, Mysterious.
Mysterious, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, fellas. So I was listening to you, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that Northern California has some really great weed right now, but, of course, with the fires and the droughts, you know, you got to make sure Southern Oregon, you got to give them a little chance to get in there, you know?
Like I said, man, I'm not kidding. It is a close second. The Jaeger, I was just smoking some Jaeger from the Rogue River Valley in the Illinois River Valley up there, man. There's some cherry pie up there that is phenomenal right now. There's, you know, it's kind of weird because Northern California is kind of experiencing a small grower brain drain as a lot of cats move up to Southern Oregon. They got the great dirt, they got the good climate, and they've got really good marijuana laws. And so you do see some guys moving up there. But overall, I think California's still in first place, and the drought and the fires are rough, but I think this harvest season is going to be fantastic, and you should come on down to the Humboldt Harvest Festival in November in Garberville, and we'll compare and contrast. How about that?
Nice. I might have to make an appearance, and I got to give a shout out for Josephine County. You got to let people know.
You got to let them know. This is nice.
I love
up there.
This.
All
it's legal.
Oregon
I'm giving you free commercial time. Yeah, it's
incredible.
Jaeger's
dank. Oh, no, we have some great Jaeger right now. And the Hindu, very tasty also.
The Hindu's nice, so. Too. I got a boy up there who laid some pineapple on me. Hey, welcome to Chronosaur Talk. I'm your host. I love it.
Yes, you are. And I know that you did, and well, you published West Coast Cannabis Magazine. So go ahead, gentlemen.
You're a sommelier for pot.
Yes, please discuss. let him be exactly that. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, I'm the Anthony Bourdain of weed.
It's weed chat on the Drex Radio Show. Yeah.
Oh, working on it. Yeah, no, pineapple is a nice sativa hybrid. It's got a really sweet pineapple-type flavor and an uplifting buzz. And when they grow it really well in the outdoors, it's one of the best flavors you can find on the planet.
So I want to ask.
I'm throwing an event in Oregon, as a matter of fact.
Right, Mysterious from Southern Oregon. Yes. So what is your favorite brand right now? Besides Jaeger.
I'm a true fan of Hindu. And then, of course, we like the OG. And then my Jaeger, mysteriously, one seed came out of it. Now I got Mystery Jaeger. So who knows what that is.
Nice.
Maybe one of my neighbors had a male. So I could have Schwag. I could have the Bank. We don't know yet.
We're going to find out. That's the beauty of finding the random bag seed.
Hey, so let me ask you, Mysterious, what is the law now that you're not breaking it anymore? Are you allowed to cultivate? I mean, you don't have to be Mysterious. I know that you want to be now, but I mean, you know, for real, you're allowed to grow how much?
For my one spot, 46 plants.
Wow.
So, you know, that's
plenty.
For the family, basically. So, yeah, you got to mix it up. Throw some strains in there. We got some Sour D, Blue Dragon. So, everybody truly does love the Jaeger. Yeah. It grows big, giant fatties.
Well, thank you very much. I love it.
The regionalness of those strains. Those strains like that, like the Jaeger from Southern Oregon, or the Three Kings from Humboldt County, or Mendocino Perps, or even L.A. Confidential. It's like, I love the small batch idea, and that's something that we have to keep in mind as we move toward legalization in California, is we don't want to go like Colorado, where it's all these big, gigantic warehouse corporate grows. You know, you want to make sure that the guy who just wants to grow 40 plants or grow 50 really, really nice plants and have a small business growing rare and beautiful and delicious strains like a brewery. Right?
Yeah. Well,
like a winery. It's that same kind of thing. We got to make sure to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people listening who are not familiar with what's going to be happening, as you guys were just laying it out, that's the lingo. That's the cover story of, the coming attractions here to California. I don't think they understand what goes on with these different hybrids that, you know, there's a buzz for fun. There's a buzz for medicinal purposes. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's the same. Like, when you think about alcohol, right? Like, a tequila drunk is way different than, say, a red wine drunk or a beer drunk.
Right on.
Or something like that, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Some people are like, oh, I can't drink gin. That's just like, that stuff makes me violent or whatever. I apologize if you had to hit the button.
No problem. No problem.
And so the same thing with weed. Like, Trainwreck is kind of buzzy, where Romulan is kind of low key and you want to sit on the couch and eat and smile at things.
So people don't know that.
A Malbec is different from a Tempranillo, where a train wreck is very spicy, and a Granddaddy Purple tastes like that lavender gum you used to get. Remember that purple gum?
Yes.
Old school candies, if you're of a certain age.
And the Humboldt County stuff that sticks to the wall. All right.
And the Humboldt County sticks to the wall like
spaghetti. Sticks to the wall, man. Yeah, those were the days, but they're back. Engayo Bilum. By the way, you're going to be in Sacramento at the Comedy Festival, right?
Yeah, the Sacramento Comedy Festival is going on this weekend. I'm actually doing a show tomorrow night with Bay Area favorite and Los Angeles legend Rick Overton.
Oh, great.
We're at the Laugh Unlimited in Old Town Sacramento, or just Old Sac is what they call it. We're in the Old Sac at Laugh Unlimited tomorrow night at around 10 o'clock, and that's going to be a great show. And you can find me on Twitter, NGAIO420, or if you just type NGAIO into the Google, I pretty much show up first or third.
All right. You'll get there. You're easy to find.
And we will post all of your information and where you're going to be if you missed all of that at KGORadio.com. Have a good evening and safe travels.
Hey. thank you very much for having me over, and I'd love to talk to you again and see you in Oregon.
Right on. Southern Oregon. We're having a party with Mr. Mysterious. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGO A10.
You're thinking about it. We're talking about it. The Trex Radio Show on KGO.
It's Cabana, Cabana, Friday.
In the big city.
And we love it. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10. By the way, that's the latest to drop from Sierra today, covering the Stones. And that's a little strange for me, isn't
Sia?
It? Sierra. C-I-A-R-A.
Sierra.
Is
wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Is that in a movie or something?
Nope. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Vin Diesel's new movie, The Last Witch Hunter.
Aha.
And by the way, speaking of films, big for the Bay, Steve Jobs drops today. And it's getting mixed reviews, but limited release absolutely playing here in the Bay Area.
It did you hear how he structured the film in three parts?
Jeff Daniels is, not really.
So it's the events leading up to a launch in, I think I want to say the 70s and then the 90s and then most recently, something like that. So it gets you the behind the scenes of, you know, the art and the science that go together. And,
yes, but there have been so many.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So I want to talk about one of the things that's going on here in the Bay Area, because everywhere I go, I keep seeing and will continue to see Porn Kills Love.
I keep driving by that and laughing to myself and thinking, I got to find those people and get them on the air.
Yeah.
But you did some digging and found out who they are.
Right. Well, should we be surprised that they're from Salt Lake City and they are Mormons. But they do say, and they wouldn't come on the air with us, but they say their goal is not to pass legislation or even attack the industry directly. They say their goal is to spark conversation around the subject using science, facts, and personal accounts. Okay, so you tell me, here are their three big facts that they want you to know. Porn kills love. All right? Do you think it does, by the way? I mean,
or does it add to love?
Right. 808-0810. I'd love to entertain some ass opinions on this. 808-0810. Porn kills love. So, item number one, in real life, real love requires a real person. Research has found that after men are exposed to pornography, they rate themselves as less in love with their partner than men who don't watch porno. Would you agree with that or disagree?
But it's a poll and it says that guys say that?
No. They're saying this is their scientific fact. Yes.
Where'd they get that quote-unquote science?
You have to do your Heather, go Heather's thing. Where's your source with them? Okay.
That's not me.
I don't know.
You just read to me that they did a poll. Yeah.
No, that's them telling you. That's their directive.
That there is science.
Yes. Okay. So, and then you can learn more if you'd like. Hashtag porn kills love. And it's a very slick website. It's very well done. We got to give them credit for that. And let's see here. So the second fact is porn is a lie. Pornography is full of ideas and beliefs that are completely opposite of the real world and real relationships.
That's true, but I mean, so are movies and cartoons.
Okay. Instead of love and affection, pornography is all about domination, disrespect, abuse, and selfishness.
Some of it is.
Right. In its place. I mean, it's whatever turns you on. Yes, no, 808-0810.
Okay, I'm clicking on the learn more about that source.
Right. I think you tell me you can check it out, Heather, because I don't want to pop it up here because, wow, good boy.
Don't pop that up.
Right. We already had enough of that with Bieber this week. So I don't want to pop it up over here because there might be some porno sound or something on the other side. regardless, and then the third fact that they're trying to say with this campaign of porn kills love And you'll see these billboards, as I mentioned, all over the Bay Area. And yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, just point out why they decided that the Bay Area needed to be ground zero for their campaign.
Oh, my God. Well, the Bay Area is densely populated, and, you know, we are filled and our cup runneth over with influencers and world changers. And so they say if we can motivate change there, then we can change the world.
Thanks. The Mormons just called us all trendsetters.
Right on. Yes, they did. They're pulling their own Steve Jobs. Yeah. Okay. So, and then fact number three that you should know. And by the way, so you didn't have to, you know, so this is a free KGO commercial for you across California, all the way from Drexico to Alaska. In one of the biggest studies on pornography use ever conducted. So they say researchers found that after being exposed to pornography, both men and women were less happy with their partner's looks and sexual performance. Do you buy any of that? I mean, come on. You know what? We're not 25 here.
It's a little weird.
I don't
weird.
Know. What's your spin on it? Because mine is...
Everything
there's
in
porno,
moderation.
Right. There's porno, and I'm a dude, so... I'll tell you the truth. It's a go-to thing, but then it's like next, and it's not, it doesn't have any bearing on my relationship whatsoever. Has no effect, zero,
yeah.
None, zilch.
I have always worried about how just watching porn as a way of learning about sex is probably, and this is just my guess, bad for teenagers. You know, I think we've discussed that before on this show. I want people to learn like you and I learned our generation by groping around in the dark and seeing what felt good. But they're being misinformed, I think, by watching pornography and believing that that's what sex is instead of sort of a play-acting, role-playing kind of way of maybe heightening an adult's sexual experience. So sometimes I have sex with a person, sometimes I have sex with myself, and maybe once in a while I watch a little porn. I'm not saying me in particular. I'm just putting that out there.
No, so it's very valid. And thank you for the input, Heather. So hashtag being 13. Anderson Cooper is putting this entire documentary together about hashtag being 13. This is one of the things he addresses, you know, desensitizing teens because porno, you'd be shocked. And it's very strange and it's very bizarre. It puts parents at a really bizarre place. Just for instance, the whole sexting thing. Because when adults figure out, if you're a parent right now, and let's face it, you and I could have 13-year-olds if we would have decided 13 years ago to have them. Okay, so that's the way that math works. But we were busy with porno, so we don't have that problem. Okay, so, but to my point, one of the big things is as a parent, you know, so you find this in their phone. All of a sudden, you're legally in possession of child porn. Okay, so that's one of the scary things. And then desensitizing. I think here's where I'm at with that because I get it and I get why parents are concerned because it is immediate on the smartphone. Right now, if I wanted to look at porno, I could punch it right in and up it would come.
Yeah.
And it is so with your teen or adolescent also. But I have to think back. Let's go back to the 80s when I wanted to watch it. It was still available on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could still go down to the corner sex
but you
shop
needed to
and,
show
right.
an ID or whatever.
Right.
But
yeah,
also,
but, you know,
do you remember
the Playboys and Hustler?
VHS
it was still there.
Well, those are pictures. One thing that I think it does.
Well, that's a great argument because to me, in my mind, it didn't. It was theater of the mind for sure. Okay, especially with the Playboy and the Hustlers. Okay?
Yeah, because it's
but
just
it was
a
still,
girl on a page.
The result was still the same. It was still pornographic. In my mind,
you got off,
right.
Is what you're saying. But it's not the same as a teen watching a guy, you know, do something that could be construed as fairly awful to a woman, again, to get off.
808-0810. Not sure I agree.
But so, at least with VHS tapes and whatnot, that's back when there used to be, like, kind of a plot. You know, like the doorbell would ring and the pizza guy was there. Now they just get straight to like the money shots practically.
Okay, well this is going in an unfair way, but I'm just going to say it. You know, women have always liked plots. Guys, I knew exactly in the tape where
they go to. Don't blame us because the porn industry changed.
I know, it sounds so chauvinistic. As a dude, I know, I can only speak for myself. I knew what part of the tape was the go-to place.
Well, right, and that was the worn-out part, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it used to be
it's
like,
ridiculous.
Oh no, the copier needs to be repaired. I guess I'll call the repairman. And here he comes.
Dong.
And the music.
Bieber's there. What's that thing flying around? All right, we got to take a break. Are you headed out to dinner? Hope we didn't spoil it. What your eating habits reveal about your personality, all on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.